Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260. Extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now and let's get you packing.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRiosSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand, says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are really excited about tonight. We have a special show, live broadcast for you tonight, and much for tuning in and being with us this evening. If you're listening, there's a couple of ways that you can find us. You can find us at www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio. That's F-O-R-E, radio. Or you can also call in and listen to us live at 347-857-3760. So you can listen to us live there and just press 1 if you want to join us and visit with our guests that we have on the air with us tonight. And my producer, Maria Di Giovanni, will let us know you're on the air, and we'll bring you on the show. So please, please feel free to join in tonight, because today is totally just a fun hour of just relaxing and enjoying the atmosphere and where we're at and what we're doing. So keeping in mind that we are broadcasting live, I'll tell you where in just a minute, I want to really quickly say thank you to our sponsors. We could not do the show each and every week without them. So, of course, we want to say thank you to 4Radio for allowing us the platform to bring our show to you each and every week. And all their stations, B&B Building and Remodeling, the Ambassador Program, and Living World Production. So thank you so much. our personal station sponsors, I always want to give thank you very much to you each and every week, and that is Trace Rios Silver, Cowboy Up Energy, ToBeAccountable.com, and again, Living Rural Productions. We could not do the show each and every week. And I also want to give a special shout-out tonight because we have a couple other sponsors that have come upon or come aboard and really helped us and elevated us to this next level, and that's American Hat and Lavelle, and that's Thrive by Lavelle. So thank you so much, Jamie Deering Roush, for all your support and love. I couldn't be more appreciative of what you've been doing for our show. Tonight with me, I have my guest and my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields and Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, are you there?
Hey, Becky, it's Vicki, and I'm here, and we are broadcasting from the 25th floor at Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas. So, you know, this is an exciting night. We're ready to kick off everything, and we have a great guest lined up.
Donalyn, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just recovered from that red eye last night. I got to bed at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm ready for the show.
Well, we are excited about the show. We are all here in Vegas. I pulled into Las Vegas, not last night, but the night before, Saturday evening, from Spokane, Washington. And our special guest tonight is also here in Las Vegas. I know he's been busy filming all day. I can't wait to bring him on there, so I'm just going to bring him on right now. He came on this spring. It was spring. It was March. And we are excited to have and welcome him back because he's got a lot going on down here as well. And that is Anthony Lucia. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are y'all?
We are well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm in the city of neon, the nylons, and the Cowboys are starting to take over Las Vegas, Nevada. And it is absolutely going to be epic.
It is the week.
Okay, so let's just give the setting for our listeners. We are dawning upon Las Vegas. We are all in Las Vegas, Nevada, for a very big event that happens every year. What are we in our 25th year down here? Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we right? 25 years?
It's actually the third here in Las Vegas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I wasn't sure. I was thinking 25, 30. Wasn't sure. And it is the grand poupah of them all. So, Anthony, tell us what's happening here in Vegas for the next 10 days.
Well, I'm not sure what grand poupah means. I thought I saw a commercial about that a while ago. It was something about great poupah, and I thought that's probably what you meant. But, you know, the National Finals Rodeo descends upon Las Vegas, Nevada, each and every year for the last 30 years, since 1985. And the top 15 Cowboys from each and every one of their respective events, as well as the top 15 WPRA barrel racers, come into the Thomas and Mack Arena to compete for the gold buckle, to compete for over $18,000 in each round, paying six monies in each round, as well as eight monies in the average. The average is going to be close to $50,000. You know, it's one of those places that it's got a feel like no other. I go to rodeos across the nation throughout the year, and there's some amazing rodeos, but there's something about the Thomas and Mack Arena at 6:45 starting December 6th on Thursday evening that you can never imagine. That feeling, that just the atmosphere, every one of the Cowboys and Cowgirls have sacrificed so much to be in the position that they are, whether they're 15th or whether they're number one in the world, there's so much that goes into making the National Finals Rodeo. And, you know, it's just something that you can't even put into words how amazing it actually is.
Well, Anthony, this is Vicki, and I so get exactly where you're coming from and what you're saying. I mean, it is phenomenal. My dad, Becky's grandpa, was one of the first stock contractors at the very first NFR rodeo, you know, in Dallas, Texas. I mean, the finals were held there in 1959, and I can assure you that up until Daddy passed away in 2007, but we made a trek here every year. And the smile on his face when he would see what was happening here in Las Vegas, I mean, it was just so gratifying to see how far rodeo has come. I mean, Las Vegas is like the cream de la creme. There we go again.
Yeah.
Well, and this is, you know, it's been a challenge this last couple of years. There's been some controversy behind, you know, the finals being here and possibly moving, and you know, it ended up staying here. And I think, you know, I'm excited about that because I think this is just such a great location for the event. I think it's established. I think it's you know, has its roots here, history here, even though it has moved to and fro. But I can't explain just the difference in a matter of coming in on Saturday and the difference between Saturday and today, because, you know, today is December 1st, and that's when everybody starts, you know, flocking to Vegas. And Anthony,
yeah,
when did you show up? And you've got some things going on. Let's, you know, share with our audience. We have about 5 minutes before break. What are you up to down here in Vegas?
Well, I've got quite a bit going on this year. You know, the last 4 years I've had the opportunity and privilege to perform and trick rope at the National Finals Rodeo. And this year, after 4 years, it's going to be the first time in 4 years that I'm going to focus on all my different shows that I've got going on. Since Jeans and Shirts presents a live talk show called Live with Lucia each and every day, 1 o'clock at the Sands, Country Christmas. And then at 3:30 every day at the Mandalay Bay, the Cowboy Marketplace, where y'all will actually be, I host an NFR preview show. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to, I've got one guest coming on each day. It's going to be a 30-minute show. And what that show is going to be about is we're going to go over the races, the world races, the injuries, the underdogs, the top dogs, and everybody in between, and kind of keep everybody up to date so as they go to, whether it's the Thomas and Mac to watch the National Finals Rodeo, or they come to Cowboyville and watch the NFR live feed that we do here at the Mandalay Bay, they'll be up to date and knowledgeable about all the different aspects of the world races and everything going on. And as I said, Cowboyville, I am thankful once again to be the official host of an amazing nightlife, an amazing destination. Unless you have tickets to the National Finals Rodeo, it is the best place and the best way to watch the NFR live. Amazing giveaways from our great sponsors like Bar H. Equine and Stetson Roper and Smarty Roping Steers and Barrel Horse News, and so many amazing companies get behind this event. American Hat, Mr. Keith Mundy, and Mr. Maddox, they do so much for us. And it's just an amazing time, and I'm just excited to get it all kicked off.
Well, and it's going to be an amazing 10 days, and I'm excited. I really wanted to have you on the show tonight because we are in the same circle of influence. We have the same, you know, we're in the same location, and although we're a little bit different than what you're doing, it's all about supporting each other. It's all about the Western way of life and everything that it means and everything that it stands for. And, of course, you know, having you on in the spring and the show that we did earlier this year, it just touched my heart in such a way that I felt really encouraged when I found out that we were going to be able to share the stage, granted, different times, but just the fact that we're going to be able to be partners, so to speak. And I'm excited to finally meet you in person, my goodness.
Heck,
so
it's
going to be a great time. Donna Lynn, she's going to have a special day on Saturday with Western Wishes. Donna Lynn, you got a couple minutes to break. What do you want to say about what you've got planned for Saturday?
Oh, boy. You know what? It's really going to be interesting because I haven't gotten – there's a few that haven't confirmed, but it's amazing. Alexandra is from Arizona, and she – I think Buckeye – and she's 7 years old. She's a very terminal little girl. But Friday, I'm anxious to hear the whole story from our Arizona director, Mary Rainwater, because Alexandra – you know, sometimes we do those special, we call them designer wishes, and they're really, really specific wishes. And Alexandra's wanted to be a barrel racer, and she needs a heart, lung, and liver transplant, and she's not well enough to ride by herself, but she can be led. So Friday, Sherry Servey walked her and her pony around the barrel, so she's an official barrel racer. So anyway, she's going to be there on Saturday. We've got Bailey coming from Australia, who has severe cerebral palsy, and her mother represents Australia. We have Mackenzie, and, you know, especially Vicky. Vicky knows a lot about Mackenzie because she's our Miss Western Wishes and that
she
beautiful crown.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her again, Donna Lynn.
I know it, and that beautiful crown.
Love it.
Yeah, so we've got Rachelle. You remember Rachelle, the one with the living quarters trailer blew up on her and burned on 40% of her body, and now she went back to qualify for high school rodeo. And there's just a Zach from Utah. I mean, I'm just kind of excited because these stories are stories of amazing fighting spirits, and we love when those kids pay it forward. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got,
you know.
Yeah, we have got some great, great things lined up. And we're going to talk more about what's happening this next 10 to 13 days in Vegas. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with our special guest, Anthony Lucia, live from Las Vegas.
4Radio.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I just want to say thank you so very much if you're tuning in with us tonight. Again, you can listen to us live, streaming from any laptop or internet connection at www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio, and that's F-O-R-E radio. Otherwise, you can definitely feel free to call in and listen to us from your cell phone. And of course, if you have Bluetooth, you can tune in through, if you're driving down the road, through your Bluetooth at 347-857-3760. Tonight's a special night. We are live from Las Vegas, prepping and gearing up for the WNFR 2014 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. And as I was speaking earlier, when I say the Grand Poupon, I just mean it's the greatest time of the year. It's Christmas in Las Vegas, and it's the biggest event of the year. It's the culmination of a year of hard work, a year of preparation, a year of busting our tail, and really just getting it done for those top 15 cowboys that have reached that culminating mark, that top 15, and they're here for vying for the top spot and world champion titleship. So with us tonight, I have my beautiful aunt, my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me tonight. We are all in Vegas. Granted, we're in different places, but I'm so excited to be together here with you tonight and getting ready to bring our audience, our show, live at Roper Cowboy Marketplace next week. So, or this week, starting Thursday, December 4th. Ladies, are you there?
Hey, Becky, it's Vicki. And going back to what Anthony was talking about before we went to break, you know, I think probably Brooks and Dunn pretty much summed it up when, you know, I mean, Vegas is cowboy town. Isn't that right, Anthony?
Oh, for sure, for sure. It Las Vegas Events and Pat Christensen, they've done such a phenomenal job and really rolling out the red carpet through the different casino properties and the different hotels, and so many great businesses and so many great properties get behind each and every one of the cowboys. And, you know, they embrace what it is to be a cowboy. They embrace the sacrifice, as I said earlier. And these cowboys, they rodeo for about 10 months every year. They put, you know, literally thousands and thousands of miles on vehicles. It costs so much money. And cowboys don't do this to get rich. Cowboys do this because they love it. And they continue to uphold the Western way of life and what rodeo is. And what's so neat is next year Las Vegas Events has stepped up to the plate so in such a phenomenal way. And next year the rounds are going to pay over $30,000 per round the average is going to pay close to $85,000. And, you know, and that is actually going to give Cowboys, the top 15 Cowboys, an opportunity to get ahead and to really reap the rewards that, that they put so much into gaining. And it's just, it's one of those things where Las Vegas is, I couldn't imagine the NFR. And, you know, my dad has talked about when it was in L.A. or in Oklahoma City, and it was, he said it was a phenomenal event. But for me personally, mm-hmm. As a younger generation type guy, I couldn't imagine the NFR anywhere else or gold buckles and world championship buckles being given out anywhere else other than Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know what? This is Biggie. And with that being said, I mean, you know, true words were never spoken. I mean, the NFR has had a blazing history from its inception, you know, when I guess it was in L.A. and Dallas and then on to Oklahoma City, which was a gracious host. But Las Vegas really brings together all walks of the Western way of life. And, of course, that's what we're all about because, you know, a cowboy that's here competing today, well, he started in the arena when he was just a kid. You know, he was maybe 7 or 8 years old or he was on a ranch roping. And, you know, that's your story, Anthony. I mean, you know, all of us have a story that connects to where we are today at this moment in Las Vegas looking forward to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and it's only fitting that the best and the brightest stars of professional rodeo have this same stage as the best singers, the best entertainers in the world. It's only right that they share that same stage for these next 10 days as the greatest entertainers in the world because, yes, cowboys are athletes, and cowboys represent so much more than just what they do in the arena. But when it comes down to it, rodeo is an entertainment event, and the entertaining aspect of it is the awesomeness and the talent of these cowboys and cowgirls that earn the right to be here and compete.
Well, and, you know, Anthony, this is Becky, and I was just sitting here just thinking about the whole week and the whole aspect and everything that goes into it. And the cowboys that have come before and the cowboys that are here and cowgirls, let me rephrase that, cowboys and cowgirls that are here this year and the years past. And they still, I mean, year after year, and this is what I absolutely love, and this is what makes my passion grow and my heart beat, is that it doesn't matter whether they won the world last year or they won the world 20 years ago. They still come, they still are here, and they're still here to support those that are here, you know, competing and vying for that title. It's such a community
yep.
event. It's such a family event that, you know, even running into some of the people I ran into yesterday at South Point, it's so nice to be able to walk into some place where you're not even from and be able to walk up and just sit and hug someone because they know who you are because, you know, you've been family for 20, 30 years. So, and I know
yeah.
you can relate to that because you've grown up in rodeo just like I have.
I have. It's pretty neat. You know, in December, it's like everybody, it's like a big family reunion, you know, especially as an announcer, even as a contestant or a specialty act as an entertainer. You know, you work with so many different rodeo companies, you see so many different cowboys, whether it's the top NFR caliber cowboys or it's the up-and-comers. And, you know, Vegas welcomes them all. And the NFR is such a universal event where whether you're a born and raised on a ranch or whether you're just a fan of a cowboy, you know, that's one of the neatest things. There's something for everybody throughout these 10 days, whether it's shopping, where, you know, the Stetson Country Christmas or the Roper Cowboy Marketplace, they have literally, it is a shopper's dream. And I'm not much of a shopper, but I guarantee if I take a stroll through one of those shows, I can find good and plenty of stuff to spend my hard-earned money on, and it's worth it. And, you know, that's what's so neat. You know, the World Championship Dummy Roping for the kids, the World Series of Team Roping is going on, will be starting Sunday at the South Point, which brings in even that much more. Roy Cooper's World Championship Junior Calf Roping Competition. There's so many great events that just, it's just like a hug for your rodeo soul.
I love it. A hug for your rodeo soul. Go ahead,
Anthony. This is Donna Lynn. I was just going to comment to Anthony. You realize the four of us are all rodeo brats.
and our we're fiercely loyal to our rodeo heritage. But you know, it's amazing because there's a cowboy spirit here and a sense of tradition unlike any other place in the world. It's like the Mecca for the rodeo world. It's a World Series. We know that. But, you know, every time I'm told to, you know, maybe drop the rodeo industry because it's the smallest, I get really insulted and I get fiercely loyal. Or when people say, be careful to go faith-based, you're going to lose people. This is the greatest group of people, and it is a family feeling. So, I mean, you know, every time we come here, we feel that sense of family.
Yeah. You know, it's like you look at the top 15 cowboys in each of the events, or you go to one of the so many different events, and that's the neatest thing, you know, whether it's Bobby Mode, who's such a faith-filled man, and whenever he goes, if he wins a go-round and he goes on the South Point stage to receive his buckle, who's right there alongside of him? It's his family. And that's mm-hmm. one of the neatest things is how rodeo incorporates their families into the lifestyle, into making a living. And so I hear so many, you know, so many cowboys and cowgirls, they'll homeschool their kids so their kids can experience traveling from, you know, city mm-hmm. to city, from rodeo to rodeo, and the camaraderie and the fellowship and the community that is rodeo. And that is one of the things I will forever be grateful for, is the fact that from the time I was 4 years old till now, I have had the opportunity to build so many relationships. Earlier today, I got to see Harry Vold, who I haven't seen in quite some time, and I spent about 15 minutes talking to the Duke of the Chutes, and it was just, it's one of those things where Harry Vold's one of my heroes, and for him to stop me, ask me how I'm doing, ask about my family, and say, heard you've been doing a good job, son, keep at it. And just that encouragement from the older generation, passing it on to the younger generation, it's something that you don't see in any other sport.
Well said, Anthony. This is Vicki. And, you know, Harry Vold is one of my heroes. I just grew up, you know, in the rodeo business, and Harry and my dad were very close together, produced Pendleton for years and Ellensburg and a lot of great rodeos. But it is about that family connection. That is what makes rodeo different and so unique. It is the family aspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is.
Well, and I think this is Becky, and I think that's what I'm really excited about. And Anthony, please know that I know you're busy. I know you are stretched to the max, but if there's a time you can sneak in early before your show or after your show and you can come in, we'd love to have you. But that's what we're hoping to bring with Shoots on Country with Becky. It's really just a platform to empower everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love the Western way of life, that can just really just share the stories that we're sharing tonight, things that really just need to be captured in word and on paper and all those things, so that as the generations progress and the new generations come up, we have a legacy that we get to leave for those that are on the upswing. Like, for instance, I mean, like you said, Anthony, you said, you know, those that homeschool their kids so they can experience the traveling and the camaraderie in the community. I think Vicki can attest to that, because that's what Brett and Keely are doing with their son, Pecos. And of course, to me, Pecos is the next Trevor Brazil. That's just my own personal opinion. But what do you think about that, Aunt Vicki?
Oh, absolutely, Becky. I mean, you know, Pecos was in public school, which public school is wonderful and lots of opportunities and friends. But, I mean, you know, they have certain rules and regulations. And when Keely and Brett started, you know, bringing Pecos to the NFR, you know, pretty much said, well, no, can't do that. You know, we're just going to, you know, take you right to court over this, and we need to talk about this. And that's when Keely and Brett discussed amongst themselves. They did a lot of praying on it. And they said, you know what, we're going to homeschool Pecos, because what he experiences here in Las Vegas for 10 days every year is an experience of life, and an experience of family. And they just did it. And there's a lot of families coming up in those ways.
Well, I think there's a lot to be said about family camaraderie and rodeo and the Western way of life and everything that is and everything that culminates here in Vegas at the end of the year. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break and a station identification. So please stay tuned. And when we come back, more with Anthony Lucia live from Las Vegas. prepping for the WNFR. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We are broadcasting live from Las Vegas, prepping for the WNFR, which is geared to Europe this Thursday, December 4th, and runs through December 13th. And we are excited just about everything that's happening and everything that's going on, and just the spirit that overtakes Las Vegas this time of year. You know, Las Vegas can be known to be the Sin City, and that's what it's known for. But I like to think of this time of year as just a time when family gets together, because, you know, we have folks from all over the United States that come in for this particular event. I know it's one of the largest non-gambling revenue builders to Las Vegas, and it's just because rodeo may seem small, but it's very big, and it's very special, and it's very intimate for those that are involved in the community. And tonight, joining us as our special guest is someone we had on the show back in the spring, and we have just grown very fond of this young man and everything that he's doing and everything that he represents. And that's Mr. Anthony Lucia. Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time out tonight and joining us.
Well, thank you guys for having me again. I was excited for the opportunity, and I'm glad that my schedule worked out good.
Well, you know, Anthony, I know it seems like it wasn't that long ago. I know, you know, March was just, you know, 7 months ago or something like that, 7, 8, 9 months ago. I don't know. But tell our audience, what have you been up to since we had you on the show last? Where have you been? What have you been doing? And what are you most excited about that's happening this next, you know, 13 days in Vegas?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm not quite sure what has happened since March, because I was talking to somebody the other day, and this year literally seems like it's been a blur. I mean, and I don't say that as, you know, as whatever, but I'm saying this in the most truest statement, because it literally feels like it has been an absolute blur. And I have been, since March, been team roping a fair amount, announced. I was gone for a month and a half straight announcing all over the country, trick roped a fair amount, and got home the end of October from the Cow Palace where I did the pro rodeo out there. I announced it again and got home, and then spent the last month of November getting ready for these next 10 days. And in the meantime, I practiced up for the UPRA Finals Rodeo presented by Cinch in Sulphur Springs, Texas. And had the opportunity to go compete in the team roping at that. Had a great finals and made some good money, and was home for a week, ate a little turkey, and was thankful. And the next thing I knew, I was on a bird, big old jet plane out here to the desert.
It time travels really quickly when you're doing whatever it is you're being called to do. And that's, you know, what I find really intriguing, and why I think all us girls at She's Gone Country with Becky appreciate you, because we know your heart, and we know what's in there, and we know what you represent. And that's just, you know, the love of God inside of you, and just being real and being who you are and who you're created to be. And with that comes blessings abundantly. So, you know, what do you think in the last, you know, 9 months or so has been your most exciting? I'm sure you had lots of exciting things going on, but is there just one particular thing that just stands out the most, or are you still, you know, building on all those fun events that you've done?
It's one of those things where I was riding my horses the other day, and I just, a huge sense of peace and just gratefulness came over me, because somebody asked me, like, what do you like the best? Do you like team roping, trick roping, announcing, hosting your shows, doing these other projects? What do you like the best? And not to sound corny, but I like life. I love life. And we as humans so many times miss the essence that every day is a gift. Every day we all wake up with the same opportunities. Every day we're born into this world as sons and daughters of God. And every day, I mean, we sin and make mistakes, but we're all given the same amount of grace, and that's unlimited grace. And we're all given our own special abilities and talents, and each and every person in the world has those abilities and has those talents in so many different areas. And I would just say, for me this year, it's just been life as a whole. And we all go through ups and downs, and I go through hard times, or, you know, it's just life. But life is, as a whole, is such a blessing because we're able to live it. Because whether life is good or life is hard, we still have the blood of Jesus covering us. We are still forgiven. We are redeemed. And no matter what this world throws at us, we have an almighty and powerful God walking alongside of us and with us every step of the way whenever we surrender to Him, surrender to His will. And, you know, a lot of it boggles my mind sometimes how fortunate I am. And it's not because of anything I've done. I mean, it's really not. I mean, I work hard like everybody else does. But it's one of those things where I live life, and whether it's the smallest thing or it's the biggest thing, whether it's putting a smile on somebody's face inside the airport, or putting, you know, making 15,000 people laugh, I get the same joy as I would doing anything, because that's my gift. That's what God has called me to do, is bring joy and bring smiles to people whenever life is hard. Because life is hard, but you know what? We can all smile, and we are all given the ability to look up and recognize just how fortunate and how blessed we are.
Amen. Boy, isn't that the truth? I mean, you know, Anthony, this is Vicki, and it's just like, you know, sometimes I just pinch myself when I stop, you know, and I think about the way that I grew up, you know, and the way that you grew up, and often we realize, you know, well, that was just, you know, that was an ordinary day. But no, as we grow older, each day was extraordinary. You know, amen. Thank you, Anthony, for sharing that with us.
Yes. You're welcome.
Well, and Donovan, don't you think what Anthony's saying is just such an inspiration? Because, I mean, if you think about, like, the children that you work with and everything that you see them going through, if they could just have and most of them usually do, because they just find it. They find that fire within themselves to do and be and continue on. Like Anthony said, just life is a blessing and a gift.
Oh, Anthony, you are so gifted in how you communicate that it just amazes me the way that you bring such excitement and interest to an area that we're so proud of, and it's part of our heritage. But what I wanted to tell you too is that our booth is going to be at the MGM at the NRS, and Chris Cox has just, I forgot to say this, so I'm doing the infomercial really quickly just because I need to tell you that when people, I hate to do this, but because I want to find out who's on Anthony's roster for Mandalay Bay and then talk about our roster for She's Gone Country. But Chris Cox has put together 6 Western Wishes shows from the Chris Cox Show together in one DVD. And so it's an amazing membership gift that is just, and the last show is the best show we ever shot. So we're just really blessed And we have the opportunity to really be able to touch people's lives. And that's what you do, Anthony, so well. You communicate very, very well. So we're blessed to have you.
Well, I appreciate what y'all do, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to y'all before I go downstairs and eat some dinner.
Well, and you know, who's on the roster? We want to know who's on your roster, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness, on my roster. Well, for my live show at the Sands at 1 o'clock each day, the first day it's going to be a round table. And basically what we do on this round table is we discuss the NFR from top to bottom, and I actually have an amazing lineup for my first day. I've got NFR barrelman Robbie Hodges, as well as Nashville recording artist Luke Kaufman, who's mm-hmm. very knowledgeable about pro rodeo and PBR and everything like that, as well as world champion Strand Smith, and then my guest, who I'm so excited about, B. Dale Brisby. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with Dale Brisby, but he is quite a character from the Radiator Ranch in South Texas. And his motto is spurring bulls and punching fools. And it's a great Christian young man who created this character. And he's done a phenomenal job with it. In fact, I'm wearing one of his T-shirts that says Rodeo Time, Old Son. And his slogan is on to the next one. And so the first day, I've got such a variety. It's phenomenal. Then Friday at 1 o'clock, I've got Nashville recording artist Cowboy Troy, as well as Trey Benton III. I got all-around talent Linderman Award winner Joe Frost, as well as two-time world champion Patrick Smith. Saturday, I've got Michelle McLeod, Tilden Hooper, eight-time world champion Fred Whitfield, as well as another Nashville recording artist, Stephanie Quayle. Sunday, I've got world champion Nick Sartain, first-time NFR qualifier in the steer wrestling, and all-around hand Clayton Haas, as well as past reserve world champion barrel racer Carly Pierce. And then Monday, I have Susie McIntyre, which I'm sure you ladies are very familiar with.
Yep.
I've got Clint Cooper, and I got first-time NFR qualifier Marty Yates, the young phenom from Stephenville, Texas, as well as last year's world champion tie-down roper Shane Hanchey.
Awesome.
And if I've got time, keep going. If I've got time, I'm going to keep going.
Go ahead. Get it out there. We got about 3 minutes to break, so let's get your lines out there so people know what's coming.
And then Tuesday, December 9th, I have an awesome show. I'm going to start it out with the young lady who's number two in the world in the WPRA, and that's Fallon Taylor. And and then I have another great group of guests on that same day, Cody Webster, Chuck Swisher, Justin Rumford, two-time Clown of the Year, and then Dale Brisby's going to make another appearance to try to keep those bullfighters in check. And then Wednesday, December 10th, I've got J.W. Harris, Cody Teal, Million Dollar Cowboy Rich Champion, Nashville recording artist Aaron Watson, as well as an up-and-comer Dr. Rose. Yeah, that guy's phenomenal. And then December 11th, I got Aaron Sinogeny, Eric Rogers, Dustin Bird, Paul Eves, and Nashville recording artist Lexi Larson. Friday, December 12th, I've got Clay Tryon and Jade Corkle, world champions, as well as Joe Beaver. And then Saturday the 13th is a surprise day. I don't really schedule anyone, but I heard a cowboy who's a tie-down roper with the initials of C-O, I'm pretty sure he's going to stop by on that last Saturday.
Imagine, who would that be?
I don't know.
You know what?
I
picked him on my fantasy team. That's all I know. I picked him in the title on my fantasy team.
I think I picked him at the American.
Yeah.
What a roster.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be a great, great week for you. You have so much in store. And I'm so, you know, Anthony, I'm so proud of you. I'm just so proud to see all your accomplishments and being able to follow you and what you're up to because, you know, anyone who I know has got a heart after God and is having success in their life, it blesses my heart because I know that in all the successes, it's because you're blessing other people. So that means a lot to me as a fellow sister in Christ and watching you and all that you're doing. So
I just say kudos to you for all that you've accomplished this year and the years past.
Well, it just gets better and better each and every year. If we so many times we as humans put ourselves in a box, and I don't know if we realize this, but we serve an almighty, ever all powerful. So many more adjectives I don't have time to throw in. God. And
amen.
We cannot. If Trevor Brazil once said, if Trevor Brazil would have ever picked one event, we wouldn't have the greatest cowboy of all time. But because he knew that through hard work, having a heart for God, that he could accomplish anything that he put his mind to, if more people had that same mentality and saying, you know what, I'm not going to put myself in a box. I'm going to give it to God, follow his will, let him speak into my life, and surrender my life to his and watch what he does.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've been spending the hour with Anthony and Nisha, but we are going to take a quick commercial break and station identification, and we will be right back. So stay tuned.
4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this hour this evening as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, prepping and gearing up for the Wrangler National Finals 2014 and all that it is here in Las Vegas. And with us tonight is our very special guest and friend that will be busy here at the WNFR and several different venues, and that is Mr. Anthony Lucia. Anthony, thank you so much for being with us tonight and taking some time out of your busy schedule to share the hour with us.
You betcha. It's been a blast.
It has been a blast. And, you know, I just really want to take a few minutes. I know we have a guest on the phone that wants to come on, and I'm excited to welcome her on the phone. But, you know, I really encourage everybody who's listening, if they are here any part of the next 13, 14 days and have an opportunity to see any of Anthony's shows, swing by the Sands and also swing by Mandalay Bay and check his shows out, because he is just such a great, great entertainer. And he has such a way with his guests, and he has such a way with the audience. And he just is a blessing to me, because I've watched him. And one thing that I believe in the core of my being is that laughter is medicine to the soul. And I believe God gave us that in order to deal with the everyday life that we deal with here on earth. And that's the challenges and the abundance and the blessings that come. But laughter is medicine to the soul, and that is something that I live my life by. And I watch Anthony, and he brings joy to so many people through laughter and through who he is. And that's what really, really blesses me. So, Anthony, thank you for bringing laughter to those that could use it once in a while. So I just had to share that. So,
well, I appreciate that. It's great.
Well, and if any of you haven't seen him, look him up on YouTube, because I'm telling you, he's got some funny videos out there. Now, I know you were filming today. Can you share with us a little bit about what you were up to?
I was filming today. Yeah.
we made some really great videos that we're going to air and debut on my show at 1 o'clock at the Sands. One of my good friends, Jake Osh from New Jersey, he's actually helping me. He came in these 2 weeks and helping me with all my music for my different shows. And then also, he's an amazing video editor and a cameraman. And he filmed, we did some stuff at the Thomas and Mack today. We did some stuff here at the Mandalay Bay. I have a character that I created. His name's Flavio Herman Ribeiro, and he's a Brazilian bull rider. He speaks very little English and no Portuguese. And he's really, really funny. And he's kind of out there.
I can already picture.
Yeah. And for all the listeners, if you go check me out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SuperLucia33. SuperLucia33. And you can get a, I posted a picture earlier of Flavio at the Thomas and Mack Arena supporting one of his sponsors. It's not a title sponsor of the National Finals Rodeo, but it's one of Flavio's sponsors. And needless to say, he was very proud of his sponsors. So we got lots of, it's just lots of fun stuff. And you know what, whether it's roping, whether it's doing this, announcing, you know, it's all about having fun. And I have so much fun doing this stuff, preparing for it. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, but I enjoy so much of it. And it's just fast. And if I'm having fun, then even if the people don't laugh and they think it's really dumb, at least I'm having fun. And that's all that matters to me.
Well, that's so true. And so as listening to you talking about all the great world champions that are coming on and all things that Anthony is doing, I just want to take a quick minute and mention a little bit about what She's Gone Country with Becky has coming down the pike. And so we are going to be at Mandalay Bay at Rutherford Cowboy Marketplace, and our show is going to run 12:30 to 1:30 every day, just a little bit before Anthony. So it's a great time to come get, you know, double your action if you're roaming through the Rutherford Cowboy Marketplace. And I just love Group W and all that they represent. So I want to say thank you so much to them for allowing us the opportunity to be part of their event this year. But we're going to start out our show on December 4th. We're going to bring on some really fun guests. Ours is a little bit different. We're going to welcome first John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, and he is an entertainer in his own right. And I'm really excited to bring him on and see what he has in store for our show and our audience that day, along with the folks from Man Up Crusade. And Man Up Crusade is a new organization that's really kind of taken the Western world by storm, and I really want to uplift and empower them because they have a special meaning behind what it is they're doing. So they're coming on Monday, and then we have on Friday, we're going to have Cody Kester and Sage Kennedy on, and we're going to talk all things PBR bull riding, and we're going to have a special drop-in from Pro Rough Stock Series. They're going to come by. We're going to then finish, of course, December 6th is all for Donna Lynn, and that's the Western Wishes Day, and all about the kids and those that she is blessing with her organization. So we're excited about that. We're then going to have, and which is who is on the phone with us right now, and I would like her to just pop in and say hello, and that is December 7th. We are going to welcome Rodeo Queen University, as well as we're going to have some guests, and we're going to talk about all things Miss Rodeo America and all things that have to do with our ambassadors for the sport of rodeo. So, Jamie, are you on the phone?
I am, Becky. Hi, how are you? Long time no see.
Welcome. I know Jamie's been my caravanning partner down through Nevada, so I just love Jamie and what she's doing and all things that she's bringing to Vegas. So I just wanted to welcome her and say thank you to her and her business that she has been just really supportive of She's Gone Country with Becky. So anything that you want to tell our guests about real quick before we end the hour?
Well, I just had a quick question for Anthony, but and then I just wanted to say what an honor and a blessing it is to be part of She's Gone Country and excited about what God's going to do this week in Vegas. But, Anthony, I just want to tell you, you really touched my heart when you said that we're people and we're humans and we sometimes put ourselves in a box. And I was having a conversation with Grant and Becky this morning about how we put God in a box. And one of the questions that I had for you, first of all, I love your energy, and I just love your testimony of how you share the love of the Lord with people and with the listeners tonight. But what do you find is the greatest reward being involved in the sport of rodeo? And then on the flip side of that, what do you find one of the greatest challenges as well?
Oh, man. That I should have had time to study for this question. I would say
sorry,
the greatest reward
person.
to cause me to be speechless is a feat, so good job. I would say the greatest reward of what I'm able to do is simply doing it. You know, whether it's team roping and I maybe break a barrier, I miss a steer, the simple fact of doing it, have the ability and the means to do it, the, you know, whether I'm announcing, and I'm not a flawless announcer, I make mistakes, sometimes I mispronounce names and, you know, different things like that, but it's one of those things where you can just smile, and, you know, and that's the beautiful thing is despite our human nature, God's still with us, and despite our mistakes, whether it's in the arena or outside the arena, that we still have that grace, we still have that joy in our hearts knowing that we've been saved. And knowing that, you know, this life is just a pit stop on the journey to heaven. And it's such an amazing opportunity to embrace life to the fullest. And whether it's going to dinner, whether it's spending time with your family, whether it's going out and feeding your horses, whether it's cleaning the house, which I hate doing, whether it's anything like that, you know, just simply having that joy in your heart and just living life to the fullest and enjoying it. And one of the hardest things about rodeo is, this is tough, and I guess in any sport, but in rodeo there's a lot of temptation. I guess in anything you do, there's a lot of temptation in having to really check yourself and say, okay, what's the right thing to do here? And you know, whether it's traveling, and you know, cowboys when they come to town, a lot of people put them on a pedestal, and that opens a lot of doors to fall. And pride is one of the things that, you know, pride is one of the things that God does a really great job of keeping me humble. And I think, you know, I asked Clay O'Brien Cooper one time, I said, do you think God will humble us when we get too proud? He goes, no, God wants us to be amazing. He said, but we humble ourselves when we walk away from God and start depending on our own talents and our own abilities as opposed to the whole reason we have them, which is God. He said, don't find your confidence in yourself. Find your confidence in God. And so I would say one of the hardest things to deal with is when people put you on a pedestal and tell you how awesome you are, a person really has to be careful on it to start believing it. Because when it comes down to it, it's how awesome God is. And that's what I try to stay focused on.
Amen, Anthony. Amen. And, you know, on that note, we are running out of time. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Thank you to all of our sponsors. You know, we have a great show lined up. Be sure to look for us at Roper Cowboy Marketplace. Be sure to check out Anthony's show. We're going to wrap it up. I just want to say real quick, we've still got Harry Bold coming on this next week on the 8th. We've got Sharon Camarillo, Crystal Lyons, Bobby Jean and Ed Waters. We got a cowboy reunion with Doug Brown, Larry Jordan, and Clint Corey. I mean, we just got all kinds of things. Country musician Cody Del Acreage, Gail Warner, rodeo historian, and then, of course, the Rodeo Historical Society. So be sure to check out our show. Be sure to check out Anthony's show. Be sure to get to Vegas and just enjoy the atmosphere and all things that are country. So thank you for tuning in tonight. We are going to close it out with a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyons. We'll see you soon.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and back in the early 80s, I lived on this ranch in southern Georgia, and they had this cow on the ranch that had three horns. Yep. Three. The third one come out the center of her head like a unicorn horn. No fooling. Well, when she was younger, they hauled her around to county fairs and such until she started getting so dadgum mean they couldn't take her out in public anymore. People would just, you know, how they can be picking at them. Well, even cows have their limits. Well, problem was that now she was in a safe place where she belonged and around people who would take care of her, she still responded as if everyone were her enemies. And Buddy, she knew she had three horns and how to use them. You couldn't get close to her. Past injustices had altered her personality to the point that in her mind, all humans were her enemy. Well, we can be like this cow. Because of an unfriendly environment, we can come out fighting. We can justify this as a matter of survival, but the problem is our environment can change, but then we don't. We grow up and we get out of that hell hole of that abusive marriage or whatever it was. We get connected with people who love us and sincerely care for us, and we can't seem to drop our guard and stop using that extra horn that we've developed. We know we shouldn't, and we really hate ourselves for responding that way, but we can't seem to stop. Why? Because we haven't fully allowed God to deal with our past. Only God can reach down on the inside of us and heal our wounds. We got to get vulnerable to the Lord and let Him heal those past things. You know, to be honest with you, some of us just need a good de-horning. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.